Hey there, St. Louis. Truman's in Soulard is ready for you this summer. With our beautiful patio and our sand volleyball leagues, we are the best place to hang out any night of the week. Got tickets to the Cardinal game? We will drive you to the game on our free shuttle to avoid those expensive parking costs.
Anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Plus, check out our daily specials online at TrumanSoulard.com or follow us on Facebook at Truman Sports Bar. Truman's, your neighborhood bar.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:07 in St. Louis. You are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Doug. I'm kind of the lucky Pierre sitting in between the sea monster and myself. Is Charlie Marlowe, and he works at the Two Fox, and he has a long Quinn Snyder-esque lid.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful morning.
Well, it's a beautiful day for a ball game, Doug. We are at Normandy for the first annual Free Dotum Open, and sitting in front of you is the Lord Doug Vaughn Chalice. Someone will claim this today, the Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy. Charlie, there's alliteration in there, too. It's wonderful. There's a whole thing going on.
That's a really nice-looking is it a cup?
Doug,
can you open it? Can you take that top part off?
Yeah, is there boy seat in there?
It looks like an Academy Award kind of on top.
It's kind of heavy, but, you know, I want the trophy back. You can have it for a little while, but please bring it back.
That's what makes it special,
though. We'll never see this thing again after today.
That makes it more special. If you win it, you get to keep it for that whole year, and you need to earn it back.
I was in a golf tournament once where my team won a trophy, and for some reason they gave it to me. And I thought it was just kind of mine to keep. And then they called me the next year, about a day before this other tournament that I wasn't even in the next year, and said, are you going to bring the trophy back? I said, I don't think I even have it.
Who had it, John Vaughn?
I don't know what I did with it. It didn't mean that much to me.
What a beautiful morning we have here at Normandy. Even if you're not playing, and if you're not registered, you can't, because we are sold out both for the 7:30 shotgun start and also for our 1 o'clock shotgun start. But please come on by. Kenrick's Meats and Bud Light are two presenting sponsors of this event, with portions of the proceeds going to Three Little Birds for Life. Charlie, I don't know if you could hand pick a better day.
It's unbelievable. When this sun kind of creeps up another couple inches in terms of this awning here. Right now we're being blinded by it. But other than that, it's beautiful. It's not very cold. And should be a great day for hitting the links, Doug.
Well, it's a nice day, but I'm not going to be much good to you, fellas.
Why not, baby?
You got a bum shoulder, right?
Well, no. This lady journalism, she's a stern taskmistress.
Yeah.
And she had me answering to her every whim last evening.
Mm.
And so, I'm on just a few hours sleep, and now I can't see because there's a giant exploding star right in my face.
Supernova.
Right. But I'll try to struggle through it.
Well, you're a gangster. We have a wonderful, wonderful presentation lined up for you. All of our shows on the station will be broadcasting here from Normandy today. I'm sure Frank will be very impressed. First off, we have a Foot Fetish Friday for the ages, Charlie.
Wow.
Because we're outside the studios. The Paper Mache Palace is in our rearview mirror today. Jennings is here. He couldn't be more excited. You know, this is his golf course.
He's working. Yeah.
This is his golf course. And Jennings is here, and he is ready to go. Anna Marie is right here, proudly watching the show, and she is talking to caller Jordan, who is prepared to participate in her very first Foot Fetish Friday with Jennings Randolph Jr. I went in to give Jay good morning, hello, and he said, I get to touch those feet. Wow.
Crying out loud.
So call her Jordan. Enjoy.
And she has her toenails painted with a Free Dotum.
She does indeed. She does indeed. Doug, that's loyalty.
That's disappointing is what it is.
What time is this going down?
Whenever.
Okay.
There's not a tight itinerary, no. You might be surprised to hear.
We have a hockey guest. We got to slide him in there.
No, I said to the Seamaster. Well, Seamaster said you probably don't want any guests tomorrow, and I said that's a good read, sir. I said we'll just kind of see what happens, which is something we've been doing since 2004. Yeah. But you know, I got a great text last night. Felt really, what's the word I'm looking for? Blessed. To get a text from Timberfake asking me to text the girl that he claims he's dating, but she claims he kidnapped, to bring into studio a couple weeks ago so she would come for Foot Fetish Friday, but she wanted to know that it was real.
Maybe she has that, is it the Stockholm Syndrome, where you begin to empathize with the person who's taking you captive?
Is there an Amber Alert out?
Well, she said, I wanted to make sure this was real because he's really starting to annoy me and my mom.
Yeah.
So he is going to be here.
Both.
He texted me at 6:15 again. This is the Lord shining down on me and choosing me for this, and that's why I am indeed blessed. Asking if he had to pay to get into Normandy because celebrities don't pay is what he said.
Pay to play or just to show up?
I have no idea. And he wanted me to fit him into a foursome, as if somebody who spent money to play in this golf tournament would enjoy spending 4.5 hours with him.
Would make you give up the sport, I would think.
So this he will be here. He says he's already drinking sexy coffee.
Is he?
Charlie, you were looking for sexy coffee.
They're making the sexy coffee.
Perfect.
The lady there said I'd be ready momentarily.
Sarah B. brought the coffee.
Sarah B. from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. This apparently is where golf was invented. Jay Jr. said this course has been here since 1901.
That's right.
The Scottish invented golf right where we are right now.
Now, I thought St. Andrews was the old course.
They built that. They modeled it after this one.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. Doug, I'm watching you and you look sexy. That comes from Benji.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tasty.
That's better.
It's a whole different level when the guys are texting you.
Yeah, right they're just watching you.
Right as they're standing and
kinda,
watching.
Kind of creepy, actually.
Kind of hotter, though,
in a way. The sun is so bright, I can't see anybody.
But they can see you're lit perfectly right
now.
Yeah,
this is really hideous.
So on the program, we welcome you to text in 314-880-0808. You can also call in 314-880-0808. We are broadcasting from the Kenrick's Meats and Bud Light presentation of the inaugural Free Dotem Open at Normandy. Come on by. Portions of our proceeds today going to Three Little Birds for Life. We will be here all day long, and then we will be heading to Over Under at 911 Washington Avenue for the post-game Pony Award ceremony, and somebody will be handed this lovely Doug Vaughn traveling trophy that sits on our table here this morning at Normandy, one of the most beautiful trophies in all of sport.
And is it called the Vaughn Cup?
It actually says it on there, Charlie. It says the Doug Vaughn traveling trophy.
Wow. So please bring it back is what the traveling part means.
Now, on the top of the trophy, I don't know if you guys maybe got this from Goodwill, but the top of the trophy shouldn't have a golfer. And instead it has, like, a woman, again, from the Academy Awards or something.
That's correct.
This is what they have at the dollar store,
okay.
Charlie. You take whatever you can get.
It's a nice trophy.
It is a nice.
People will cheat here today.
Yes.
I always wonder about that.
100%.
Why?
100%. God. Look at everybody. Everybody cheats in golf.
But why?
You just cheat a little bit, like here and there.
Because you don't, like, there isn't, like, a prize pool. I mean, don't get me wrong. This trophy is wonderful, but there's not, like,
this is scramble,
tens
right?
of thousands of dollars. No mulligans. Jay Jr. is strictly anti-mulligans.
Why?
I don't know. No mulligans, whores! Wonderful.
You'll take mulligans. You'll still take them. That's what you do in golf. You hit a bad shot, you say, never mind that one. I'm going to hit another one. That's just how the game is played.
Plus, on the scramble, you do the thing where if the first person hits the putt, oh, if they make it, it's all good. Oh, I was just kind of hitting it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
then you get your other shot.
Well, this is going to be a tightly monitored tournament.
There aren't many people that really play by the rules in golf. It's pretty hard to find someone who strictly plays by every rule. It would put 10 or 15 strokes on your game, I would think.
I don't know about 10 or 15.
Well,
but, I mean, if you're going to give yourself four-foot putts, yeah, you're right there. Winter rules?
That makes a big difference when you put your ball up on a little clump of grass every time you hit it.
Doug, I'll be there around noon for lunch and a quick kiss. That's from the Baldwin Bottom Feeder.
Mm. I won't be here then, BB.
Hey, if any of you guys are interested, I'll be hiding somewhere in the woods between the 15th and 16th hole today if you want to add a couple strokes. That's from Sean Mahoney's Dead Eye.
That's always
there's
nice.
There's a lot of shrubbery here, Tim.
Yeah, beware of the brush.
Yeah.
Tees Farms, the official shrub sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, on our Get Tinted STL Captain's Log today. And Spencer from Get Tinted is here.
And, Doug, we could use this whole thing because we have to squinty.
Right.
Get tinted STL. We have the Lakeside Roofing Exit Pull and the Bernerly Cutlery Cuts of the Week, plus our email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Might be a good day for somebody who normally wouldn't win to win, because I'm sure some of the emailers are here today. Misty Plops could be here. I don't
sending.
Know.
They'll be sending emails in between strokes.
Exactly.
And if you want to win, I'm actually reading them, so make them short, sweet, no big words, and
right.
We'll get through it.
Yeah. We'll try to lay off the multiple syllables, if at all. Hey, Plow Shark, it's going to be the Blues and the Sharks. You've been predicting this for weeks.
I tell you what, this is the series for the ages there, Timmy. You got two fantastic teams. You got, you know.
I feel like I just threw eyesight to Pierre McGuire.
No, but you got to think. I mean, both teams have a little mix of both size and skill. You got Pavelski, the little sharpshooter similar to a Jaden Schwartz. Then you got Brent Burns and the gang, Joe Thornton. So I think that matchup and who hits who first is going to win this series. I think the Blues take it in seven, like I said, Timmy.
Oh, wow. I thought you picked the Sharks because that's how you became the Plow Shark.
After that dominant Game 7 win in Dallas, my mood has changed a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Even though the Sharks equally dominated.
Yeah.
That is true.
They look kind of frightening. They look kind of scary last night.
Yeah, five dick, your final. Plow Shark, so you are on the Blues now in seven.
I am. I still have a tough matchup with them and the Penguins in the Cup final.
And who wins the Stanley Cup?
It's so early to tell, Tim, but if you had to put me on the spot, I would say Arnaut are going to hoist
wow.
the cup.
Wow. There's no Plow Shark. There's no Plow Penguin. He's Plow Noat.
I like it. I'm telling you, since
I think
Blues...
he had enough of catching hell during the first round that he's just going to pick the Blues. And
good read, Tim. Good read.
I agree with him, though. After the Blues beat the Hawks, I felt the Blues are going to win the Cup.
It was weird because everybody on Wednesday expected the Blues to win that Game 7. The poll we put out there was like 80% picked the Blues. That was like 1,500 votes. That was not the way it was going into Game 7 against the Blackhawks. So there is optimism. I will say this. Kelly Chase, who has been with us throughout the course of the Stanley Cup playoffs, has been saying if it is Anaheim, Los Angeles, or San Jose in the Western Conference Finals, and of course the odds were it would be one of those teams, unless they would lose to the wild card, it would be a tough matchup for the Blues, any of those three teams. And it's San Jose, and San Jose got their monkey off their back by beating the Kings, just like the Blues got theirs with beating the Blackhawks. So the first game will be Blues and Sharks Sunday, Doug. Sunday, I got that at 7 o'clock, maybe 7:12. I don't know, you know.
Well, that's good, as long as it's not that 8:30, 8:45 start. Right. 7 is fine. 7 is perfect.
And you're going to San Jose.
I believe so.
What up, South Bay?
Fine, thanks. I think I'm going, yeah, either Wednesday or Thursday.
How about that? Nice trip. Mo takes a lot of those trips, and now Doug is hitting the road.
Yeah, he had something else he wanted to do. I think he had some charity things that he was committed to.
Why aren't you charitable? MC.
Well, I just don't care about the little people anymore, Chuck.
Good point.
Shot at me.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. So we're broadcasting live from the Freedom Open, and we welcome you to come on by. It's at Normandy. Doug, 170 to St. Charles Rock Road, that's what I would tell you.
Yeah.
And then maybe 2 miles off 170, and then you'll see it on your left.
The birthplace of golf.
Yep.
That's where it all started. A couple of Scotsmen came over here in, like, 1901, got it all rolling.
Wow.
You just take that inner belt. They call it the inner belt.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I'm fine with the inner belt. Right. Yeah, it used to be 270 was the outer belt when it was called 244. We had the 244 outer belt and the inner belt. Boy, those were some wild times back then.
The halcyon days of interstates.
Of belts, anyway.
guys, I'm very nervous about the Sharks. That's from the 314. I'm looking forward to seeing the odds. Pittsburgh's damn near a 2-1 favorite to beat the Lightning. But I would imagine the Blues will be maybe minus 125 to beat the Sharks. Might be higher than that. But either way, Pittsburgh's a much bigger favorite over Tampa Bay. Everybody we had on the show yesterday, Jamal Mares, Kelly Chase, Tyson Nash, they all expected Pittsburgh to win without much of a problem. So that gets underway Sunday. Meanwhile,
I don't care for them much, really. They got a guy throwing 84-mile-an-hour fastballs. Does that really fly in the major leagues? He should be a reliever, right? He got through the order once without anybody getting in.
And then he got shipped.
And the second time they saw him, they said, wait a minute, this is batting practice.
Yeah. Matt the Bat went yard. Matt Carpenter.
Is there nobody in the minor leagues they have that can throw better than that?
their entire team is hurt. Their entire starting rotation basically has Tommy John right now.
I understand, but you still got to have somebody in the system that's throwing, getting it up there a little better than 84, don't you? That's basically a good high school pitcher. He's throwing 84 miles an hour.
He's got that movement, that sinker-slider stuff.
Yep. Well, it didn't sink and slide very long.
Kind of drops down a little bit, Doug.
Okay.
Changes your eye level.
Well.
Uh-oh, what is that?
It's Jennings. Listen.
About 15 minutes. What's a kolache?
Like a donut? Isn't
that
it?
What it is? He said we got kolache. I said, what the hell is a kolache?
You can have breakfast kolaches, though, too, right?
What is it?
I think it's a little dough-filled treat.
A little dough-filled
treat. Maybe you could
treat.
Have some, like an egg and sausage kolache.
Isn't that what Roderick was eating when he walked up
to us? He was eating a lot, whatever it was.
But he said he's going to get his steps in today, so it's fine.
For the Fitbit?
Yeah, I guess that's what
he's doing.
My
Fitbit broke after about 3 months.
Whoa, Charlie, a heckler. A heckler.
Don't go Michael Richards on him.
Unbelievable. Michael Richards.
Corporate Transportation is offering 10% off on rides to and fro Normandy to those who use the promo code 3BIRDS. You can, of course, come on out here and enjoy, even if you're not playing today. It's the InsideSTL.com Golf Open at Normandy Golf Course, presented by Kenrick's Meats and Bud Light. The Kolache Factory is one of our sponsors, so that's why they have the treats on hand. Doug, Biggie's, yeah. Pro-Am Golf, GFI Digital, Grand Cru Cigars, they have their tent set up right here in Prime Real Estate, VIP Golf Carts, Weber Chevrolet, Frederick Roofing, Wren Lakes Golf Course, Dave Sinclair Buick, Bertarelli Cutlery, Truman's and Soulard, Corporate Transportation, 188 Fine Men's Hair Salon, Donut Drive, and Billy G's and the Kolache Factory. And then join us after the tournament at Over-Under, 911 Washington Avenue. It's the Over-Under Bar and Grill, where we will be presenting this wonderful trophy. There's so much tradition with this trophy.
There's not that much tradition, Tim. They haven't handed it out yet.
But think about that. The first one to ever win it. You'll be looking back years from now. The 50th Free Dotem Open. This person will be the first, Doug.
Doug will be sitting here in 50 years doing the show with this trophy.
It won't be a person. It'll be a team that will win this, right?
He gives it to the captain.
So they got
El Capitan.
They have to share it and then pass it around for a year.
Yeah.
And what are they
kind of like one of our girls next door.
Ah. What are the odds that they'll ever bring the damn thing back?
Six?
That's
six?
I don't think so.
Guys, the White Rascal didn't get that Michael Richards reference. Hey, damn, bruh. SMH. Doug, that's from Manchild 79.
Well, okay. Of course I got the Michael Richards reference. There's all white people here. that's what I was saying.
It's a good demographic study.
I think they didn't get the joke.
Guys, how many kolaches are in Chuck's back fat?
Here we go.
And the thing is, Charlie, these guys could be texting.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it scary. They saw me drive in. They know my car.
Everybody gets a free Dotem golf ball, Doug. Isn't that amazing? That's courtesy of GFI Digital. Will you be signing would you sign a free Dotem golf ball?
Well, I guess.
So you support the movement?
No, I don't support the movement.
But yet you would sign the golf ball.
Well, I guess I'd sign a golf ball, but I'm not going to support the movement. Mm. He's not here, is he?
I believe he's going to be here. I don't know if he's here right now. He would never identify himself.
He wouldn't?
Kaiser
Soze. He could be among the crowd right now.
We could be looking at Deke Dotem.
There's a lot of suspects out there.
Yep.
Now, isn't Deke Dotem Dustin?
Charlie.
Am I not allowed to say that?
Look at the sea monster, stunned.
Am I not allowed to say that? Is that like a mistake?
That's fine. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I didn't say his last name.
Right. But now you've narrowed it down.
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
Doug's met him and liked him and respected him.
Well,
isn't he in the Fantasy Baseball League?
I met him.
He is.
There's a Deke Dotem in the Fantasy Baseball League. I just figured that was him.
Yeah, I think that's him.
Okay. So why is it a big secret?
Well, I don't think it is.
Okay.
What if Tim is actually Deke Dotem? That comes from Zambo. Now, there is a gentleman. Oh, there is a gentleman. And he is playing in this tournament.
I've kind of forgot what he looks like, though. I've had some head injuries.
He's hot.
Is he?
I had a dream I got to ride home from Manchild 79, and he had two voluptuous white women in the backseat of his car. Thanks. That's from the 314. Doug, I like when our listeners share their dreams with us.
I don't care for it.
And they involve interracial romance. That's the hottest. Guys, do the winners get to drink Doug's juices from the cup? Thanks.
Okay.
That's from 618 Nate.
That'll do it, Nate.
That will do it.
So a lot of the texts, I think, are coming from right here, where they're just watching you. So if you see somebody with their phone out.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
You know that
it's
it
more
had,
than just a look. It's this guy right here. Look, he's got the phone.
He's texting right there. You can watch him.
Okay, right there. The ankle bracelet.
Oh, no. What is happening? It's Big Al.
Big Al has arrived.
My God, he couldn't be more hopped up. Holy
the Greg
smokes.
Norman
he's
hat.
He's jittery. And he's got a chain, Doug, that says LGBT Boss.
LGBT Boss. And gifts. He's brought
a nice
gifts
Michael Kors.
I wouldn't have expected you to be a big LGBT supporter, but it's wonderful to see you, sir. Do we have a microphone for Big Al? Yes, we do. It's right in front of you. He's got the powder blue.
Fireball for Doug.
Doug, look at this. You got a gift.
Today.
Oh, wow.
Look at that. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, Vaughn, 69.
69, Vaughn.
Bastard.
Look on the front. I got a little random number. I had him just stick anywhere on the side there.
Oh, well, you ruined a nice shirt there, Big Al. Thank you anyway.
And I got you $220 scratch-offs.
Did you?
Yeah, but I ticket. No, what happens if he wins?
I scratched him to make sure you didn't win.
He already scratched
you. Thought some used scratch-offs.
My wife wants her Michael Kors
really did. He scratched
back.
Perfect.
Scratched him.
So. And did you bring a mannequin?
Yeah.
Doug, what do you
I got that at a garage sale. My wife says, why in the hell would you have a mannequin? And this is the exact day for it, right
for
there.
This right now.
Isn't that nice to have a listener bring a mannequin with a free Dotem T-shirt on it?
Not that nice, no.
And then a fedora. Oh, it's Jay again.
Jay.
This is great, isn't it, Doug? Haircuts? Ooh, I might get my head shaved today. Wow, there it is. 5 minutes till the shotgun start, Charlie. And this is where the nerves start to build up, I think.
Oh, for sure. This is also kind of like you're doing an NFL football game play-by-play where you have to kind of tee up and then you go down to the referee.
You go down to the official.
Who gives the offside call.
Now I'm going to put this
like
on my play-by-play resume.
Three birds.
Three Little Birds for Life. Big Al has just made a $20 donation to Three Little Birds for Life. What a wonderful gesture from Big Al.
You think all the guys were gathered around hoping to see the Foot Fetish Friday thing before they teed off?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Should we do that, you think, real quick?
Well, they're starting at this point.
Okay.
Jordan probably would like to get it over with. The quicker, the better. Boy, Jay's really excited about this.
He's busy and all, but
he's the marshal.
He is. He's El Capitan. But, yeah, what do you do? What do you have? Does that say LGBT?
Oh, don't lift your shirt.
Legit boss.
Legitimate boss.
Oh, legit boss. I honestly thought it said LGBT boss.
Legit.
I truthfully did.
No, LGB is Let's Go Blues.
Of course. And then you have your blue note chain.
Yep.
The Blue Angels cap. Again, lifting up your shirt for Doug.
Shirt.
You don't need to be flashed by you.
You look hot today, Doug.
Well,
put that off.
You do look good, though.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, it's enough.
Kind of like a fighter pilot.
Everybody donate to the birds today. No cheating. I'm going to be on every hole watching you losers.
Whoa! I'm attacking a heel turn from Big Al, just attacking the audience out of nowhere.
But the foot wedge is my best club, and you winner rules all the time. Tee it up on the grass, Doug. That's the best way to do it.
I think everybody
and
does.
You
that.
Hit one
most
in the,
people do that.
You hit one in the just take a bogey.
Now, are you playing?
No, I'm going to go around and collect money for the birdies and maybe putt or hang around.
Now, who authorized you to do that?
Me.
Browbeat
people? It's for the birds. Huh?
You're just going to browbeat them?
No, I'm going to drive around and say hi to everybody. And I'm a celebrity, Doug. I didn't have to pay to get in here.
Well, nobody paid. It's a parking
they
lot
pay
right
to play, though. But no, I'm just going to hang out and have fun. I'm not going to. Whatever.
All right.
Bunch of broads just showed up. That's man, fun. There's a whole thing going on here.
Look holy smoke, there's Anna Marie. I got to go.
There he goes. Big Al. Look at this. He's all over my wife.
Look at that hug.
That was aggressive. Now he's making a move on caller Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's a whole thing going on, Doug. Look at all the females who are here today.
Yeah, well, I saw one.
I think there's three.
A couple.
Yeah, Marmar. Marmar's here.
That's right. Yep. Oh, yeah, I mean, all of these women want to participate in Foot Fetish Friday.
You think that's why they're here?
Yeah. From Tom Bernanski's Batwing, get this mother effer off the air. From Manchild 79, any toe rings in the building? Manchild 79.
I haven't looked. I don't know. Here's Jay again.
Here's Jay again. Hello. Jennings.
we've got the
pace of play is at a premium. Tribbing is optional. Tribbing is optional.
No petting Doug.
Doug, you like that rule?
Yeah.
No petting Doug.
Seems reasonable.
And the last rule, have fun out here in Normandy. That's what it's all about, supporting Three Little Birds. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks to all the players. You can now have the respect of...
Uh-oh.
Oh, we missed it again. Pace of play is a key issue. We need everybody off the golf course by 12:30 today. Lunch is provided by Billy G's, Kenrick Meats, Ray Eagle has helped us out. So many sponsors that you'll see throughout the day. Bottom line is have a great fun. We'll see you at 12:30 under the pavilion. Turn your scorecards in at the pro shop.
There it is, Jennings setting the stage, Charlie. It is 7:32, and the inaugural Free Dotem Open is officially underway. You'll remember where you were when this event kicked off.
It is one of those big sports moments, Doug, right, where you'll look back and you'll say, you know, we were here broadcasting
yeah.
for this historic moment.
Mm. I'll forget this by mid-afternoon. But it is a nice day. It's a nice crowd.
That's a great turnout.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we're talking about 260 to 270 golfers. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Why is this show so
popular?
Tim.
It is the power of me. Thank you for saying that.
Caller Jordan is unreal.
So you're into her.
Holy smoke. Here comes Boots Randolph.
Wait, for real, there's a bunch of women that are here all of a sudden.
What's going on here?
Honestly, Doug, what's going on? Like, for real, there's all of a sudden. Yeah, we're live.
Yes, there are beautiful women here today, boys. You got
no, live, live to tape.
That's we're tape, going. We're we'll go greenside to David Faraday.
Bring out and bring your money out. Give some money to the birds and look at these fabulous women.
Yeah, where is this coming from? For real? Are these like Timber Fakes girls?
I got ADD. Hey, boys, you have a good day.
All right.
Love you guys. I got to go.
There you go.
Okay,
sorry
about
the second exit.
Sorry about the L. Thanks for the gifts, though.
Kanye and Jay-Z just doing numerous encores. Big Al for his second goodbye.
He'll be back.
Yes.
The used scratch-off tickets are an especially nice gift.
Oh, for real, like a bunch of like young, attractive women just showed up. And I don't
now,
know
at each hole, are there like are there sponsors at each hole, though, where you have a certain business?
Yeah.
Something going on?
Well, every
that's
hole is sponsored.
That's where they're from, then.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right on that. Yeah. Doug, I don't know what's going on.
It's a sports bar. That is one of the sponsors is a sports bar.
Well, maybe they want to participate in a little FFF. Man, this is what it's all about, though. This is why you clock in early.
You can't do that.
It's why you leave late. Charlie, it's why you work out in the off season.
Sure.
When the lights are getting
nobody's
turned
watching.
Up. When nobody's watching. And you're going to go, you know what? I'm going to do that extra set. I'm going to do another interval because I know that on May 13th, the Free Dotem is approaching, and I want to have my A game because beautiful women are going to emerge from the shrubs that morning, and I want to have my chance to seduce them.
Well,
that's what this golf
tournament. I mean, seriously, for crying out loud, they were sent by their employer out here. They probably don't want to be here. They're told you got to get up early, you got to go to the golf tournament. They go, oh, I just want to work at the. No, you're going to go to the golf tournament, and now they get the hit on.
I believe Big Al just took your jersey and
he
is sure giving it
did.
To Anna Marie.
Well, she can have it.
It does say Vaughn 69 on the back of it.
Yep. You know, we should probably give that away to somebody. You know what? I don't think I'll be wearing it.
You're not going to wear a Vaughn 69 jersey around?
That could be a prize that you give out there, Al, to somebody.
He's going
to
be the official.
Maybe whoever gives you the most money to donate to the charity. Give
wow.
Him
a little That's shirt. A great idea.
All right.
Hey, we're all of a sudden, were we not on the air the whole time? I just didn't have the speakers on.
No, they were on.
Oh, really? That sounds different. Let's see. So far... Doug, we welcome our listeners to continue to text in and appear, 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. Tim, those girls are on the odd holes for the optional tribbing. If you pay enough, they'll trib when you tee off.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I didn't know that. Well, that's a nice little feature of this tournament.
This is the birthplace of the sport.
If you go back and look at video of St. Andrews in the 15th century, and they have some grainy film...
Yeah.
There is tribbing in the background.
There isn't. There is not.
But the shrubs are so damn dense, you can't even tell. They're so far apart. It's the shrubs. There's so many shrubs.
Now, are all these people Morning After listeners?
No.
This is just old money.
No.
This is Central Corridor old money.
Interbelt stuff we're talking.
Right.
These guys who came out, they were going to play golf anyway, and they were told, you can't. There's some nickel and dime tournament going on. And they said, okay, I'll just play in the tournament. And so that's why they're here, Chuck.
But well, now there's fine vixens showing up.
There are. There really are. And it's a great turnout. It's a beautiful morning. Can't beat it, Doug.
Doug, at the commercial break, meet me out in the parking lot by the gray Honda Pilot. Thanks, that's from Hef.
Oh, my God, there is a gray Honda Pilot out there, isn't there?
Are you gonna do that?
No, I'm busy.
It would be hot, though.
It wouldn't be hot. There's nothing about a gray Honda that's hot.
Good fuel economy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice vehicle. I just mean there's nothing about never mind.
What's a car that's hot, though, Doug? Like, you see that car, and that's kind of like a sexy car.
Ferrari.
Yeah. What was the car when you were growing up that you wanted that
Corvette.
Would kind of pull all the ladies?
Corvette.
You ever get one?
No.
You have a nice car now.
Got a nice whip, man. You got a nice whip.
I always wanted a Corvette. I wanted a red Corvette convertible.
Little red Corvette. So when you heard Prince's song, did that resonate with you?
Sing along with it. Yeah.
Why don't you get one now?
That was the car. You know that car that they gave McGuire when he hit his home run, 62? That's what I wanted. I wanted a 1962 classic Corvette.
Should have asked for it, man.
Well, now they're about $70,000 or $80,000 cars, if that.
Dropping a bucket, man. That's like a buy-in for you.
No, it isn't.
What about when all the boys graduate college? Got a little extra disposable income.
I don't need a Corvette now. I don't think I could get in and out of it.
You're not that old.
Those are the kind of cars you fall in and climb out of.
Why don't you negotiate with Tim your next contract, maybe getting a loaner car?
One of the terms in Doug's contract is he'll never receive a raise.
Yeah.
That's one of the terms.
I've had that in virtually every contract that I've had since I got out of college.
You need a new agent, I think.
I think so.
Guys.
You look kind of goofy if you're a certain age and you're driving a Corvette, don't you?
I disagree with that. It's just a nice car.
Don't know about goofy, but I kind of feel badly. That's how I would describe it.
Well, people will say midlife crisis, things like that, but it's just a cool car. There's nothing wrong with driving a cool car. You don't have to
But you don't really see too many, like, 25-year-olds driving it.
Because they can't afford it.
Right. Which is unfortunate, I find, in St. Louis. Don't you find when you're, like, in other cities or younger people with little money? Like, you know, I feel like people don't get cash around here until they're in their 30s. If that.
There's some that have them. We just don't see them.
But, I mean, they are surrounded by old money.
They live in different areas, Tim.
I understand.
I don't know. When you're older and you can afford any kind of car you want, I don't think you go for the Corvette usually.
What whip you get, man? What whip you get? Bentley, eh?
Minivan?
What was that?
Bentley, eh?
You go minivan is like when you're 30s and 40s with young kids.
Nice Windstar.
Then you get rid of that. Nice. And you
especially a nice Jeep.
You know,
made in Toledo.
Is that what you have, right?
I do.
Doug, I couldn't make it to the golf tournament today, but if you want, we can meet at Wilmore Park and put some balls in some holes. Phil, the Peacock, and that's P-H-Y-L.
I think I know what he was talking about, Tim, and I'm going to suspend him. Okay. Phil, the Peacock, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension logule. Ragazzi's, right there on the hill, right there. Voted best Italian and best toasted ravioli, Tim.
Very nice. I got to tell you something. I don't know what's going on here. But there's some tail here, for real. There really is. I don't know who it is. I mean, I see my wife and I see caller Jordan, so I know them. But there's other tail here, and Doug, that's a wonderful thing.
Well, you're talking about Big Al.
He's back. Might be making his third appearance.
But also, this kind of speaks to the show where, when the show started, there was probably what, Doug, 80 dudes, and then like 6 women walked in. So still, the ratio is like probably 13-1. But we're very excited by the fact that there's 5 girls here.
Right.
It's the prison mentality.
Correct.
Where you don't see women for years on end. And a lot of these guys are on work release from the Bonterre facility, I understand. Bonterre prison is empty right now.
Doug, will you and Deke Dotem have a dance like you and Walter Payton did?
No. No, sir, I won't.
Well, that'd be magical, though.
I only dance with the NFL's all-time leading ground gainer.
Not anymore. That Emmitt Smith took over.
Yeah, I know. If he's here, I'll dance with Emmitt Smith.
Do you feel bad? Like, do you want to dance with Emmitt so you can keep that going?
Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Hot, bro.
And then maybe Adrian Peterson down the road? Todd Gurley?
You think he's going to make it?
Adrian Peterson has a ways to go, but he's got to have, what, 11, 12,000, you'd think?
Yeah.
Please effing suspend me. Thanks, Dragon.
No. You can't beg for it.
I'm going to make it beg for it. Iggy Azalea.
Who was it with her on that? Who's with
I don't know, Tim.
Ariana Grande?
I don't know.
I think it might be. Somebody text in 314-8800.
Now I'm curious. The woman here, do you have a bag with gummy bears full of, is it vodka?
If you could
look
you,
at that.
Could you stop
rum.
By the show? Sea Monster, can
How
you book
that?
Her right now and see what's going on?
Come on over. The water's warm.
Nice, Charlie. It's a good line. I use it all the time. Come on by. We have our second guest of the day. And your name is?
Allie.
Allie, welcome to the show. And you are with Truman's and Soulard.
Yes, we are.
And what do you have in the bags?
They're rummy gummies. So,
Doug, rummy gummies.
Bacardi Dragonberry, and I soaked them overnight.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we were going to make Jello shots, but those are just too messy, so I just dumped a couple fifths. And
man, I like that. I've never had one of those
you
things.
You just eat them.
So if you eat, how many of those do you eat before you kind of get effed up on the Hennessy?
Oh, you don't need too many of them, I promise.
Really? You'll be a mess?
Yeah.
The candy just absorbs the alcohol.
It just absorbs alcohol, yeah. We take them on flow trips, whatever we got to do. So.
Huh.
Yeah, they're good.
I like
that. Simple.
So on a particular hole, are you going to be out there giving them out?
Yes, we're on hole 5.
How about that? Yes. That's that big par 5 with the dog leg.
I got a picture of you here because I know the listeners want to see what's going on. That's
so they'll have a little Dixie cup maybe and scoop them up?
Yeah, we have cups. Yep,
how about that, Doug?
Yeah,
Doug, there's
like
a whole thing going on.
Yeah.
Rummy gummies.
There she is. There's Allie.
I haven't seen those
before. That out on the Twitter tweets.
We do like that Truman's. We were there for that party last
That's right. Summer. The 10th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Allie, are you a big listener of this show? Are you a huge fan of this show?
Of course I am.
No,
yes, she is. See, I told you, Doug.
I always listen to the
Tim,
radio.
She's never heard of that.
Especially AM radio.
Absolutely.
See, I told you.
Sports radio.
Let's be honest.
That's
true story or true question.
Okay.
You probably, in your car, never even turn over to AM radio ever, do you?
No, I don't.
See?
But that's okay.
No, no.
You're doing a live radio?
I don't think.
Going along with it.
I'm guessing most young ladies don't.
No.
There's one right there, Jen.
I said most.
Oh, she's listening
okay,
to the
but besides
that was on Y98.
Besides Cardinals and Blues broadcasts, that's what I'm saying.
What do you listen to when you're early 20 something? Oh, you don't even listen to
that's the move. Yeah, you don't even listen to the radio, right? I mean, Spotify's the
sometimes
move.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes.
But what do you okay? So what do you listen? What are you listening to? 105.7. That's where you are.
No, 105.7.
Really?
No,
107.7.
104.1. Country depends on kind of.
Oh, you're a country girl.
Yeah, it depends. If I'm going to the gym, I'm gonna listen to 104.1. Get my trap music in.
Doug, you said you'd like to bang Jason Aldean. If you could bang one country,
I said what?
Singer, who would it be?
She's gonna say Luke Bryan.
I don't think so.
That's a little cliche. Every girl wants.
That's my reasoning. Yeah, God, my reads are
Travis Tritt.
I like Thomas Rhett.
Doug, you said Thomas.
He loves his wife so much. I was like, I wish someone loved me that much. Like he does.
So you admire the fact that he loves his wife so
Absolutely.
Much that you would like to violate their marriage.
If she wasn't there.
If she wasn't there. Be a lot hotter if she was, though, wouldn't it?
I am not a homewrecker, I promise.
So just for the record, Allie is not.
I am not a homewrecker.
She is not a homewrecker.
If he wasn't, then yeah, absolutely. Luke Bryan's married, too.
Charlie, you didn't think about that, did you? Now you feel like an ass.
Jason Aldean,
yeah,
sure
all those guys, I'm sure, are married.
He's his girlfriend now is a homewrecker.
Oh, my God. You're going after the Jason Aldean family.
No.
Doug, what happened here?
She's bitter about something. I don't know.
Well, you see, Doug's on Team Miranda.
Yeah, are you on Team Miranda
tonight.
Or Team Blake?
She is in town tonight.
She is in town tonight.
Yeah,
that's right. I wonder if she'll be Miranda Lambert.
It's
I wonder if she will be here. Are you going?
No. I'm here.
Yeah, but I mean, the concert's now for like 12 hours.
No, yeah, but there's after parties and stuff.
That's right.
Right.
Are you going to be at that?
Yeah.
Wow, you're in for the long haul, Allie.
That is the plan, absolutely.
So you're a huge fan of this show, correct?
Absolutely.
See, I told you. and it couldn't be more excited to be on the air with us and the whole thing.
You have a unique piercing in your nose. How about that whole deal?
Septum.
That's a septum?
Yeah.
Deviated septum?
Did that hurt putting that in there? Boy, I bet that
I mean,
did
it feel good? It's a needle going through your nose, so.
How painful was it?
It was
1 to 10. Give me a 1 to 10.
I've had worse.
And where was that? The nipple piercings you got in 2014?
Yeah.
Really?
She's just playing along, Tim.
You picking up that reed?
I don't know. Who knows?
No, I think she's serious.
Do you really think she's serious?
Does that come in and out easily?
Party starter.
Yes.
He's a social chair.
I mean, you got your fireball on a belt.
Yeah, and a wonderful trophy. And now you were receiving beads from Big Al.
Boy,
she backed away. I mean, you see that initial read was backing away.
Her instincts were correct.
Yeah, I think he is. So what are these called? Rummy gummies.
Rummy gummies,
Doug. All right, so I'm putting this out on the Twitter tweets.
Yes, they're great.
All right, so now you can see a picture of Allie and her septum piercing.
And my rummy gummies.
How many piercings do you have? I'll try to get to the bottom of this.
I don't know if I should disclose that.
I think it's fine. I'm going to set the over-under at ears, I assume.
I hope my grandma's not listening right now.
She couldn't pick up the signal even if she tried.
I think the over-under would be about 9. Judging based
on what
you
can see. So there's 2 in each ear, so we know we have 5. God, then it really comes down to, what do you think, Doug? I'm going to set the over-under at 7.5.
Seven and
half.
A half.
How do you have a half?
Well, because that way we don't push, and you know that way it's either over or it's under. Big Al is back. This is going to be a theme throughout the course of the day.
No, she has no. If you see her left ear, she has four piercings. Correct?
Yeah.
And just her left ear.
Oh, so you already shipped the over. Doug, you already shipped the over.
She has, it looks like, nine visible piercings, correct?
There's a giant needle going through your right ear.
Oh.
Oh, I had a nose ring. I guess it fell out.
So she has 11 that we can see.
Why the let me ask you this. I like it. I'm into the piercings and the tat thing. I don't know why that is psychologically, but I am. Why are you doing it? What is your reasoning for it?
I like it. Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
You don't see it every day.
And it attracts a certain kind of gentleman, though, doesn't it? Right?
I don't know. Probably.
What do you mean by that?
Working on my hat.
There, look at that, Doug. Look, there's another sleeve hat. There's a whole thing there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much more are you going to be doing here? You going to look like Janine Lindemolderson, you think?
I don't know. More. Definitely more.
She doesn't know who that is. Nobody knows who that is.
Absolutely. Jay did. He nodded.
But like, okay. People only know that because of this show. If you asked 100 random people, Family Feud style, I think maybe two of them would know who Janine
Lindemolder is. You know who Janine Lindemolder is.
Correct.
That's not how you're supposed to answer. It's a yes or no question.
Nobody knew who that person was before this show.
Jay, do you know who Janine Lindemolder is?
I sure do.
Yep, there it is. There's two, Charlie. We're already pushing the over-under.
Nice.
Uh-oh, what do we have here? What do we have?
This is my foursome, Timmy.
What do you have? Wow. Jennings and Ava Adams are in the same golf cart. Do you know who Ava Adams is, Allie?
No.
And, Julia Ann and Janine Lindemolder, they are playing. They're in a whole group, 9A. It is going to be wonderful. Come to Normandy so you can see them.
Somebody had fun with the printer today, didn't we?
I just got a text from Janie the Lesbian, and she says she is going to be here shortly. Quote, I had to get my trib on this morning. I had to get my trib on this morning. Do you know what a trib is?
Trib?
Yeah.
No. No, what is it?
Janie the Lesbian will explain it to you.
Do you know what tribbing is?
No.
Janie the Lesbian will explain
it. If you work for Channel 2.
Charlie
Channel
does.
Channel 2 in town is
correct.
Owned by the Tribune Company.
I work for Fox 2. We are owned by the Tribune Company, LLC. Great corporation. And I'm happy for them to be there, Doug. Ever since Tribune took over, we've been hiring people. People have been getting raises. It's been a great thing over there at Fox 2.
And that's what they call tribbing.
Correct.
Because things are trending up for the tribbers.
Correct.
Charlie works in local television. You might recognize him from the news. Do you recognize him from the news?
No.
Do you ever watch the news? What do you watch?
Not
you like
really.
That Hannity?
Shameless. That's what I'm on right now.
That's a television show on Showtime.
Showtime. Hilarious. Yeah. Dysfunctional family. The dad's a drunk. Yeah, it's great.
But you never watch the news? You ever read the newspaper or anything?
No.
Nobody gets a newspaper.
I don't listen to the radio. I don't watch the news. I know.
And that's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that. You just go with that Spotify.
Yeah.
That's the way. Do you ever podcast like the Dickens?
No podcast.
No podcast?
No.
Any of your friends podcast? What are you, like 22?
24.
24.
Yeah.
And what do your friends do? Spotify as well?
Spotify, Pandora.
Is there any way we can reach, as three older gentlemen, the 22-year-old female demographic? Give me a strategy, Allie. That's what we're trying to do here. Put our show on Spotify? Is that the only way?
Sure.
That's the only way you guys listen.
Yeah.
She's like, first of all, be better looking.
Is that really it? Is that really
maybe
it?
Get in shape, all of us.
Well, which are you just going to be traveling around the golf course all day today? Is that
we're
what you're
on hole five.
Hole five. That's where they're going to be. Truman's
so we'll
and
be
Sword,
there.
Hole
so
five.
I think we're going to head out, but thank you guys.
Thank you for bringing the...
If you want to try some, come stop by and see me. You'll know where to find me.
Charlie, that's going to be hole number five.
The Gummy Rummies.
And Soulard. You can see her at Truman's and Soulard.
Right,
thank you,
Allie.
There she is. That's Allie from Truman's and Soulard, one of our wonderful sponsors on this amazing event. You know, I'm kind of looking around, and it reminds me of Augusta just a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, with the azaleas and the Georgia pines. And we're right next to Butler's Cabin right here.
And usually,
the Eisenhower Oak in front of us.
Usually when the guys are... They're going to the back nine. They're getting ready for to make the turn there.
Right.
They'll usually, Jordan Spieth will pick up a cupful of rummy gummies just to kind of soothe his...
That explains the debacle on number 12.
His nerves, correct.
Yeah. Doug, what is this? Somebody just brought you something.
What do you want me to do with that?
Can you sign it?
Oh, Doug, you're signing a free Dotem ball.
I don't think I have anything to sign
it. Oh, Charlie, it seems like an out.
Well, I guess you need a Sharpie for that. That'd be tough to sign a golf ball.
With a pen, yeah, I know.
I don't think a pen works, does it?
Did you guys hear that I was signing autographs at the airport the other day?
Yeah, I saw you send that picture. Who was that?
So this is kind of a funny story.
This is before you flew to Dallas.
Before Dallas. So I'm sitting there. A morning after listener is right behind me, and he goes, hey, white rascal. I was kind of sleeping. So I laugh and we talk, and he takes a picture with me. Now, I have a sport coat on. I'm kind of dressed up.
Right.
So I think other people on the flight saw the gentleman take a picture with me, and I'm thinking that I'm famous or something. So a woman comes over and says, hey, can I get an autograph? My husband's a big fan. And I was like, are you serious? She says, yeah.
Right.
And then I signed my name.
Right.
And then she goes over, and they're all laughing. I don't know why. I don't know why they'd want my autograph. And then about 5 minutes later, this older gentleman, probably about 70 years old, comes over and he says, sir, can I have your autograph? I thought you'd be on the team flight, though. And I said, yeah, you can have my autograph, but who do you think I am? And he goes, Vladimir Tarasenko. And I would think that speaking pretty solid English off the bat would be a tell that I'm not.
And the fact that you're about 6 inches taller than
right.
me.
Right. But I told him, hey, I don't mean to be mean, but I don't think you really want my autograph. But I thought that was kind of funny.
So they thought you were Franklin.
I thought I was Vladimir Tarasenko just flying southwest.
Yeah, down to Dallas. In the game day.
You get there when you get there. Right, in the seaboarding group game day. Missing the morning skate. But I think it all started because the morning after listener wanted a picture joking around.
Right.
And then other people saw me taking a picture with this guy, and they thought I was some important person.
And they thought, naturally, you were Vladimir Tarasenko.
Right. Correct. We look alike.
That's the deductive reasoning.
Uh-huh.
Doug, Mascot Agency is one of the companies that helped build the new InsideSTL.com and our new app. They are located at mascotagency.com, 314-650-9083. They specialize in web design, logo design, marketing and advertising, social media, search engine optimization, internet marketing, packaging design, print and collateral materials. They do it all. It's creative that works as hard as you do. Come one, come all, come big, come small. They work with clients of every size and every industry. It's Mascot Agency, 314-650-9083, mascotagency.com. Larry Nickel just texted into the text inbox. Doug, I saw it.
He probably said, what's Allie's Twitter handle, Facebook name?
Yeah, that's a good...
Give me a way to stalk her,
It says Larry Nickel from Larry Nickel. Larry Nickel wants Tim to check his phone. It's very third person.
Yeah.
Let me see what I got here.
Is he coming?
I do. Oh, hopefully by 11 or noon, if at all possible, Larry Nickel is going to be here. What a huge... Mike Lee is going to be here. Larry Nickel is going to be here. Timberfake is going to be here. Mm-hmm. Doug, you're talking about the Mount Rushmore of callers into the appliance discounter phone lines. Unbelievable.
Well, it'll be nice to see Larry. I bet Larry hits the ball a ton.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
300 off the tee.
I doubt he's a good ball striker.
Well, I don't know. He looks athletic. Hopefully he'll get down here. He always makes it a party.
You have guys with different body types, like a John Daly.
Well,
Angel Cabrera.
Ian Woosnam.
A little tiny little gentleman, Ian Woosnam. That's right. Who was it? Slyman was about, what was it? Phil Sluman?
Sure. Jeff Sluman?
Jeff Sluman.
Phil Sluman. Jennings shook his head.
Yeah. Sluzy.
I told you, I've reached the age where if I just get close, that counts. If I say Cardinal left fielder Mike Holliday, that's good.
Didn't John Daly say that once he lost some weight, he kind of didn't feel right? Like he had been used to swinging with the belly for so long that it kind of felt
really
odd?
Yeah.
Boy, we're getting a lot of response on Twitter to the picture of Allie.
Liked Allie, yeah. Didn't they? Yeah.
She seemed like a very nice girl.
I know. I didn't. I felt like I would be taking her down a road that she didn't want to go.
You were.
Yeah. And I was happy to do it, but then I felt resistance. Not necessarily malicious resistance, just she wouldn't understand, and it's better to leave her be.
Probably so. There are a lot of people in that age group, though, who never really listen to the radio, never really watch the news, read about the news. I've noticed there are a lot of people. My sons are in that same age group.
Do you think it's
really are clueless as to what's going on in the world because they never really listen to regular radio or watch TV the way previous generations did? Because there's so darn much entertainment that's easily accessible.
And I think that's this show. Once we got the new app, a lot of people stopped watching the news or listening to the radio. They would listen to our show on the app.
It changed how we do.
What we do.
This show changed how we do.
But young kids, though, they do get on the Twitter
Tweets.
And the Facebook. Now, granted, a lot of that stuff is kind of infotainment. And then if you go on Facebook, half that stuff... You know, people are posting political things from whatever side that they root for, so it's not exactly unbiased. But I do think young people, like I don't really go to STLtoday.com necessarily, but I go to Twitter all the time, and I'll click on links from their writers that they post on Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you only are reading things from people that you want to follow. Rather
selective perception. That is exactly right, sir. Bill Simmons, and I can't remember who he was on with this podcast maybe a month or so ago. They were talking. Who was he with? It was a fascinating discussion.
Jay Glazer.
I think it was actually Charlie.
I heard that. It was very good.
And it was philosophical in how and why there's polarization, because if you're only getting information from people in your circle of friends, most likely you're going to have similar views. And so when somebody comes up with a view that is different, you go, oh, that person has to be wrong, because all I've been hearing is reinforcing beliefs from my circle, whether that be friends or whether that be media that you follow. And I really do think there's a lot to that. I truly do. I think I thought it was a brilliant observation, something I hadn't thought about.
But also, target. Like what Doug said, I think it's up to you to follow people.
Oh, it was Keith Olbermann. Somebody just texted. Keith Olbermann.
But it's up to you to follow people that you would get a relatively unbiased look of the news and politics and things like that. Obviously, if you follow all things on the right or all things on the left, you're not going to get that. But there are still media outlets, whether it be radio, TV, that are closer to the middle.
We have to take a break as we approach the end of the first hour here. They are on the course, Doug. It is unbelievable, and already we have a team that is 2 under par, which is amazing.
Well, we got scores coming into the clubhouse.
Yep, they are. It's Compu Score. You remember Compu Score?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming in. Oh, Hartford is now up 3-1. Take home the Doug Vaughn Traveling Trophy of the inaugural. Kenrich Meats and Bud Light, free Dotem Open at Normandy Golf Course, with portions of the proceeds benefiting our charity that we love to work with, Three Little Birds for Life, a St. Louis-based charity that works to give local and national young adults their wishes when they are battling cancer. We'll take a break, come back with more. I mean, we have Foot Fetish Friday coming. We have Timberfake. We have Larry Nickel. Big Al is still hanging around. It's a wonderful, beautiful day here for the Free Dotem Open on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM and InsideSTL.com.